views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to Energy Works Radio with Atana Badili. Have you ever wondered what has been gripping your power and light, shutting you off from your potential? Wonder no more. Energy Works Radio with one of the world's leading healers and transformation catalyst, Atana, will help you map out a pathway to create the life you truly desire. Atana brings his ability to see energy patterns to help you become the conductor of your own higher self. Get ready to unhook from those limiting agreements and patterns to create a greater fullness of expression of your soul. Say yes to the creative energy within you and stand in the power of this place to honor your gifts, recognize your skills, and extend outward in the world. Why? For the highest good imaginable. Now here's your amazing host, Atana Badili.
Hello, hello, hello. We had a happy Thanksgiving, and I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. We are back. We are back on track on transformation. Not that we ever wavered from this track of transformation, from that journey, but I think we're getting actually closer and closer to it. What we did this year was so beautiful because every time when you have your Thanksgiving holidays or any holidays, we are so prone to go back into old habits, how it was being presented to us, instead of creating this new environment, creating this new, beautiful, loving experience that we can, I think also that we can have, but also that we deserve. The question is, why do we still feel we have to carry these heavy energies from upbringing that we still feel they have to repeat themselves as and reality that we still have to carry with us? Why do we feel we still have to carry that big burden? What is the reason? What are we getting out of this when we carry that heaviness? When we're reaffirming these situations. And, you know, when I'm talking about holidays, everybody says, oh, yeah, these holidays were great. It was beautiful. And most of the time what's happening is we get just overwhelmed with food. We basically frustration eating because of the emotional buildup of the emotional energies that haven't been really fully expressed. So everybody's kind of stuffing it down. Even the stuffing is called stuffing that you put into the turkey, the regular or the vegan turkey. Stuffing is being associated with holidays. Why do we have to stuff our faces when and with emotional energies into our system that we cannot suppress, but really stuff down? It's a really good idea to look at that and into the depth of that. Lots of the moments when I experienced in the past, what we came together for was not so much really celebrating than stuffing down the unexpressed emotions that we had experienced in our lives, in our families, all that stuff that wasn't really being allowed to talk about. A good idea, because sometimes it's good to not necessarily express the negative associated ideas or concepts or even experiences. But it does is important to process, to heal, to give ourselves permission to look at the bigger picture, to give us a safe space where we can actually transform any build-up that we have still carried with us until this moment. So I welcome you to this show today. And this is going to be a show that's going to jump in from many different topics to the next one and next one. And I just want you to flow with me here and just see where we're going. This is like a focus that comes up in what's happening throughout the world, what's happening throughout our lives, what's happening in our emotional bodies, what's happening in our mental bodies in this moment, what's happening in our spiritual bodies, what's happening with our physical bodies. When people ask me about well, how is that work? How is the energy work? Very often, I give it a very simple explanation as, you know, consider this as a blueprint that you go into a architect, or you're just looking at a blueprint. Through the blueprint, you can see, of course, the accurate blueprint, you can see what's happening in that real building. You can see in terms of the blueprint, where is the entrance, where is the exit, where is the whole system layout, what's happening in there. Of course, that's the blueprint, but if you go in real time in this building, you might see there is some buildup, there's some clutter in that area that's not being considered in the blueprint. So the blueprint is the ideal focus on how it should be flowing. But our life is in transition and transformation. So there's a lot of clutter that builds up. This year and to the beginning of the next year, I also encourage you to clear every clutter that's building up in your system, every clutter that's building up in your living space, every clutter that's building up in your emotional, in your mental, in your spiritual, even in your physical body. If you want to start to go into a direction of lightness, you have to lighten your load. You have to lighten your mind, the heaviness that are still affecting us in any form, that's still lingering, that dense energies that we still feel we have to carry, these not understanding people that we still accumulate around us, the people that are not really understanding where our journey is going, what we really want to do, who we really are. And I encourage you to look at this. Why are we still carrying people with us that are not fully on our side, that are not fully nurturing? Why do we still feel we have to take that burden on? Give yourself a moment to consider that. Often, as a healer, as an energy healer, you see in your daily lives, in your daily sessions, a whole lot of experiences and build up, and you deal with a lot of different people from all walks of life. But when you look at it, the depth of it, it is really about how can you unveil your most powerful inner self, and how can you allow it to shine through this body, through this life, into other people's lives, into this world. And many times we are so consumed with our own thoughts, with our own limitations, that we don't even have the time to look outside of what's happening. I encourage you today to look at the bigger picture, look at the world. What's happening in the world? What needs still support? Where is there suffering on the planet? Send healing light to these areas. And at the same time, call your power back to yourself where you give yourself that energy as well. Because if there's suffering outside in the world, there's suffering in you. Why we have to carry that suffering with us? Why do we still feel we have to suffer? Any self-punishment that's still in our system, give that permission to heal. Look at the bigger picture in the world, but then don't forget yourself as well. Sometimes when we look first at ourselves and then the outside, we even get stopped at the border of our aura to not be even able to go further out. Sometimes the approach can be look outside and look inside. Sometimes it's look from the inside out. Whatever works for you in this moment is the ideal way for you to approach it and to apply it. Many times in my life, when I saw suffering outside, I immediately applied the healing work on these areas. You can do, if you know any kind of energy work, do energy work on the planet. But if you know there is a crisis situation, then you, of course, can go right into it in sending your energy healing light into it, and just send it right into that area. If that's part of the governments, if that's a crisis area, an earthquake area, or even a war zone, you can send this healing light right into that area. And what's going to happen is, something is going to happen. They might don't stop the war immediately, but the people who are on your wavelength, they can support, they can feel your support and be supported, and they can truly start to see the light from that place onto in the most dire situations. Become the angel of the healing angel of and the guardian angel of this planet, where you can see, I'm here to support, and then start support your own life, and then send this healing light, this angelic wing, all the way out into the full expansion of this planet, where each wing is covering one part, one side of the globe. And allow these wings to spread completely, and allow these energy healing wings to bring healing light right into it, right into the planet. We're going to go into a break, into a short break, and we'll be right back here. Thank you.
Like fireworks, a ton of works to fill our world with love.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are you sick of feeling overworked with no motivation? Take a break from the daily grind. Life coach Nicole Eisler is here to provide a healing journey of optimism. Passionate and caring, Nicole is no ordinary soul. Her dedication to helping everyone has no limit. Witness the power of positivity. Tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific for Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit BigDreamAwakening.com.
Would you like to experience life-transforming adventures in personal expansion and world service? If you do, tune in to learn about magical innate abilities that you can develop and use to make your dreams come true. Joy Elaine is author of The Joy Chronicles, and she's inviting you and millions of others to join her in working with galactic masters, angels, and the Ashtar Command, as they assist humanity and planet Earth to achieve their ultimate destination of ascension. For more information about this upcoming event and broadcast, visit joyelaine.com. That's joy, E-L-A-I-N-E.com.
You, yes you, can be the highest version of yourself. Wellness coach and natural beauty expert Dr. Agnes Frankel is on a mission to help you play the game of your life. Win in vibrancy, health, and beauty. Because you deserve it. Dr. Agnes goes beyond the limits in her personal coaching sessions to revolutionize health and wellness. Now is the time to unleash your true power. For more information, visit DrAgnesFrankel.com.
Hey everyone, this is Dr. Pat. I am so thrilled. I've had the honor of working with Leslie Fontaine for the past year or so, and what she has created in her hit program, Sheer Alchemy, transcends what most of us get to listen to or hear in any point in time in our lives. But beyond that, Leslie is working with people all over the world, and she has created something phenomenal based on the feedback and input from the Archangels, from the Ascended Masters, from the light beings, and most importantly, from each and every one of you. So if you want to change your life, if you're ready to step into your own version of Sheer Alchemy, please give Leslie a call at 678-665-3366. And why? Because this is what you're going to be prepared to do. Be amazed, and on your part, connect with the Ascended Masters that are there to help you custom make the life that you are meant to live.
Hello, hello, and we are back. We are back in Atana's world. This is like a visit with me. You are welcome into the experience. It's like you're sitting with me in a room and I'm just reflecting on life, on transformation and healing. And you're being just sitting with me right here. And I'm just kind of like blabbering of my experiences in the world and in my healing work and in my, of course, in my personal life as well. I want to make this an intimate experience today for you. Some of you may don't know me. Some of you may have worked with me or heard about me. And my work is really supporting myself and humanity to become conscious, to become aware, to be more aware and be closer to our full potential. So I can sense what needs to be done in order for about anybody to get closer to their potential or even step fully into your potential. And that's really my work. I'm like in many ways I have a clear understanding in what I'm seeing at. And it's important for you to reveal yourself to me so that is the level of how I'm going to help you and how I'm going to support you. I'm not going to force transformation on you. I'm not going to force healing on you. If you want to hide yourself, if you want to keep that from me, then you're keeping that from the universe or trying to keep this from the universe, from God or your higher self anyway. It's there, and whatever is there wants to be seen, healed, transformed, realized, recognized. And I can support you with that. If you give yourself a moment and you look at your system, many times when we did that, we got frustrated because we felt like there's so much garbage that we still carry with us, so much confusion, so much trauma and drama that we still carry with us. But when I look at you, my journey is getting more conscious as well. So I really in a transformational journey with you. So we are all moving forward. But what's the difference often is that I experience is we have to keep that focus of wanting to move forward. And if there's some heavy stuff that's happening in our lives, often we feel like we can't do it anymore. Well, it's like this is too much. I can handle this. And we plateau. We stay on that platform for some time. And some of us have been standing on that platform for a long time. We have even experienced people in this lifetime being stuck on that platform because they were so frightened, so fearful that they didn't want to go any further. And some we helped and some they have to have that experience in their lives because they can choose what they want. Often, I see it just requires a reminder for us to move forward. It doesn't matter how dire your situation, it doesn't matter how complex it looks like, there's a solution. There's a solution. And I love these environmental posts that they have out there, you know, and these signs, where it says there's a solution for every pollution. Yes, there is. And, you know, an ideal solution would be not even having to apply the pollution. That would be ideal. But through this process, we have to evolve. If you look on in the environment, even in the environment, the pollution requires us to be more creative, to find a solution to live, to survive, to be still in that prosperous flow, but also have a solution for the pollution that we created. And all of our systems are exposed to the environmental toxicity that's happening right now. We're just not living like in the 1800s anymore. This is not like you're going to go and eat a tomato and that's just a full, nutritious, powerful tomato that you had in the 1800s, where you had, you know, some of your vitamin C levels and all the levels covered. This is right now even depending on if it's organic or not, it can be really shallow. It can be really empty. It can be just an outside form, and the inside has not much to offer. Sometimes even it's a Trojan horse, where you eat it and it does something to your system where it actually takes more out of you than it gave you. Similar like sugar. Similar like a lot of the food that we processed food that we're being presented with. I urge you to be more conscious, be more aware on all levels. You know, people say, well, I don't need energy work because I'm pretty energetically aware. Yeah, energetically aware is great. Then there's an emotional awareness. What about the mental awareness? What about the spiritual awareness? Are you physically aware? These are all different levels. I work on all of these levels. And that's why it can be very intense when you work with me. But at the same time, it can be very intense even just knowing me. Because sometimes I can trigger everything in you. I can trigger the good and the bad. And at the same time, I can hold that beam of light where you remember your unlimited potential that's either nor or everything. So my work with you is very much related to your fullest potential, your fullest, brightest light that you can tap into. And when we live in limited situations or expressions of our lives, we don't really understand that this is possible. We say, well, what does that mean? What does that mean for my relationship? What does that mean for my profession? What does that mean for my well-being? What does that mean for my mood? That means consider yourself for a moment in a place where you have access to the highest, most amazing moments and feelings that you ever had in your life. Consider that these moments that you had, you're probably reflecting on them once in a while and say, man, that was an awesome time, or I had a really great time there. And you're probably still feeding off that moment. But consider that these moments, to actually apply these moments and even on a higher level on a daily life, on a daily basis. Can you imagine your ecstasy that you're living in? Can you imagine your joy levels that you're living in? Of course, then you have to also look in the toughest moments of your life that you had and then just look back. And they can be very traumatizing. And you say, man, that was like really traumatizing. But I bring them both up to you so that you can look at them and so that you can start healing that heaviness, so that you can start healing that trauma that's still lingering in us. And when that's happening, you can start moving forward with your light and you can start really transforming. Give yourself a moment now of deep breathing. And just focus on your breath, just your breath. Just focus on your breath. As you're breathing deeply, give yourself a moment now to connect with your full potential. What does your full potential look like? Doesn't even have to look anything. Just have the intention. If you can't find your full potential, don't worry. Just have the intention. Now, have the intention to connect with your full potential of light, of life, of healing. Just have the intention. As you're doing that, allow yourself just to feel that energy. Observe your energy awareness, observe the energy flow in your system, and give yourself a moment now to fully connect with your full potential of life, light, even of love, and your full potential of healing, of self-healing. Allow that to become present. Everything starts with an intention. If you have that intention, even if you haven't been fully there or being fully educated, that intention alone can remind you how to access your potential, how to receive it. give yourself a moment now to be that powerful healer that you are. Just have that intention. Allow yourself that powerful healer that you are, and now allow that healing light that you're channeling to yourself being distributed into your system, into all areas of your system, into this planet. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing right now, start to flow with me here. Flow with me and allow yourself to be the healer that you are, sending this healing light from you into this planet. And once you are in a powerful place of healing and transmitting that healing, you're realizing in many ways why you're here. You're here for healing. You're here for transformation. Be the healer that you are. Step in your power. Be the powerful healer that you are, regardless what anybody says, regardless what your experiences have been, regardless of your self-doubt or feeling of inadequacy. Step into it being a healer, the healer that you are. We're going to go into a break, and I want you to be still the healer that you are when you come back, when we come back, okay? Thank you so much.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit LynnBrownEvent.com. That's LynnBrownEvent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown. Tune in to Dynamics of Diversity Radio, scripting the new narrative for immigration with leading experts Kripa Upadhyay and Steve Tanijo on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will remove the noise that often accompanies discussions on this topic and share a new perspective on the dynamics of immigration and diversity, ever reminding us that together we are all at the core of innovation, excellence, and positive change. Visit OrbitLawPLLC.com for upcoming topics.
Have you been seeing numbers like 111 and 222 everywhere you go? Do you feel that the universe may be trying to get your attention, perhaps offering a message of some sort? As it turns out, numerical patterns and certain types of geometry form the very fabric of our reality, from cells under a microscope to the astronomy of our night sky. At Stellar Reflections, we offer special sessions which tap into these patterns, designed specifically to support you on your journey. The 111 and 222 activations are sessions activating new patterns in your energy field, which in turn can help you create new patterns in your life. After just one session with a practitioner, either in person or via distance, clients report gaining greater clarity, becoming more intuitive, and honoring their inner truth as they move forward in their lives. Curious about what these transformational sessions might do for you? Call 425-999-9836 or visit StellarReflections.com. That's StellarReflections.com.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Atana Energy Works Radio. You are here with me. consider this like a beautiful get-together that you have with me, and we are sitting comfortably, and we're having like an literally an energy audience, and we are working on just allowing the things that want to come to the surface, that want to be expressed, to be expressed and realized. So you consider yourself being talking with me or listening to me as I'm going to what's happening in the world, in my head, in my heart, in the world in general, on this planet, and in humanity as well. So very often when we go into the depths of our being, we don't realize that every day, at any given moment, God and the universe is checking on us. So whatever our energy levels are, whatever it is that we harboring in our energy system, is that what the universe and God feels we want more of it? Because why else would we, in this amazing universe where everything is accessible and we can do about anything that we want, why else would we harbor some heavy, dense, negative energies if we wouldn't want that? Because we have the choice to choose any frequency on this planet, in this universe. We can choose ecstatic love at any moment, at any second in our lives. So why wouldn't we? Of course, if there is something more important that we want, that's the reason, right? If the highest of our energy levels of expression could be unconditional love, or ecstatic unconditional love for ourselves and the universe, or healing, and we are not in that frequency, then the universe says, wow, he or she must have a very specific interest in that vibration that she or he holds. So let's support that person on their journey and send them more of it. So when you wake up and you're already bothered, when you feel you're already feeling bad, just waking up and walking and getting to just the space in your place, or even throughout the day, when you just feel disturbed, or you're creating disturbing thoughts, or you're creating disturbing moments, or unresolved issues that are still lingering with you, then the universe thinks, and literally God thinks, you love that. Because why else would we harbor that in our system? Everything that is in our system, and this is true to our food, as well as it's true to our emotions, as it's well to our mental state, as it's true for our spiritual state and even the physical state. So we have to realize that we have to create systems for each of these bodies to really stay in the highest frequency so that we can actually attract higher frequency. Often we hear complaints, well, why is this not happening for me or that's not happening for me? Very easy, it could be described as because you're not making the effort to hold that vibration. And I'm not talking about this on the surface level, but from the core level. Not like the facade, not like, hey, I'm doing great. How are you doing? I'm doing great. I'm doing fantastic, right? I'm not talking about that. What is also a really positive thing, I'm not saying that's not a good thing. The first time when I came to the United States, I said, man, this is like, why is everybody faking it? Because obviously some people weren't doing good and they say, I'm doing fantastic. And in Germany, people would just tell you, well, I'm having a really rough day and this and whatever, right? And they're pretty grouchy too. I'm not saying Germans just grouchy, but they're pretty much open with what they sense. What I really loved in the beginning when I came to the United States was like everyone had like, regardless what state they was in, they had a norm that they would express as, I'm doing great, how are you doing? That I love. But on the other side, it doesn't really give your true core the permission to really get to that fantastic, because you're not clearing it out at the same time as you're expressing it. You're just expressing it. That means you're visualizing it. You're projecting it out into the future. What might get you there, but in the moment, you're carrying a divided vibration. And give yourself a moment to look at the depth of your energy. Just observe your energy. What do you feel in the depth of your gut? Do you feel like a little bit of heaviness? What energies do you feel there? Do you feel density, happiness, joy, negativity, confusion, love? What is it that you're feeling in this moment? That's your real state. And that's the state that you can start approaching the day with. And then you realize, oh my God, there's much more depth to me and my system than I thought. A lot of people think, oh, well, that's too complicated. I have to go to work. I have to do this and this and this. Because they set their lives out to fulfill a task that's from the outside coming to not really considering the inside. A lot of the work that you're doing, they're considering basically renting your time or your focus for that moment. They're not considering your well-being. And how more you consider your well-being, how more you can factor that into the equation. But if you go out and you work for a corporation, they don't really care much of how you do. Of course, they don't want you to be really in a bad place and go and rampant. But at the same time, the highest interest is not in mind. And you have to start developing this highest interest, the highest noticing of where I'm at in this moment, of being interested in where I truly am, what I'm truly feeling, what I'm truly thinking. And often we're dismissing thoughts. We have been dismissed thoughts since we came to the planet. Lots of the people that we grew up with, they say, well, don't worry about this. Don't think about this. Come here. Don't do this. Do this. And a lot of limiting things we have been exposed to. When you go into the depths of this, you can imagine we are on a whole nother level in terms of self-consideration, of support, of self-love. And that has to be done in a way where we keep a check on where we're at. And that means emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and physically, all the levels, we have to realize where am I at this moment? What am I feeling? And I'm not saying just be overwhelmed by the feelings, but just know where you're at. I'm not saying just being, maybe it is an overwhelmed feeling that we feel. So whatever it is that we're sensing, I would like us to be in a state where we recognize it without being threatened by it. You know, we can have moments where we don't feel good and where we feel overwhelmed or where we feel stressed. That's normal. But the main course and direction of our lives needs to be self-awareness or consciousness and healing and excitement about discovering our systems, because we have these most amazing Tesla cars that we're driving and we don't even know how to go about it. We don't even know how to plug it in. We're still trying to put gasoline in it. And a lot of the times when you look at how sophisticated our system is, you realize that we really don't know exactly how it works yet. And that's, I think, is the most fascinating and the most imminent thing that we would consider, right? How is that system working? And early on, we learn how to brush our teeth, to take a shower, etc. So that's kind of like the outside taken care of, like even the fingernails. We cut our fingernails, we cut our hair, even shaving, right? Even trimming the nose and the ear hairs. So This is all coming because we know about the norms and society of how we should look and appear. But truly, our deepest inner emotional states, they're not being really much considered. They're just being kind of expected to be seen from the outside as the outside is being appearing or being treated. And if you look at it, your emotional body, your mental body, your spiritual body, they can be all over the place, and your physical body can be in a whole nother place. And a lot of that happens. My work will help you to align all your bodies. And not just my work, even you just listening to this will probably make you do that. The key is to stay in a alignment with yourself, like lenses. Consider yourself a major lens. Your physical body is a lens. Your mental body, your emotional, your astral body, all of your bodies are lenses. If they're all not aligned, then you cannot really see your infinite, your unlimitedness. The key is to look into the depths and in clarity into your unlimitedness. That is truly the key for you and our transformation. We're going to go shortly into a break. And just before the break, I want to tell you how much I really appreciate you listening to this moment and to the show wherever you are at. And know that you're just by listening, there's already an energy transmission happening. And we're already experiencing the changes just consciously as we're talking. So that's the beauty of energy work. It works to the energy. And it works to the voice as well as it works to the physical, the mental, the emotional, all the bodies. And after the break, I will go a little bit deeper into why I created these prosperity mantras and why I made them available to the world. Thank you so much. We're going to go into a break and we talk soon.
There are so many resources out there for meditation. But did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Badili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's ATANAMethod.com. And sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
Are you ready to tap into the healer within? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the real doctor is the source that lives within you, that heals within you minute by minute every day? The healer within is the innate intelligence of the human body. When we cut our hand with a piece of glass, we don't have to command the body to close the wound and grow new skin. It knows how to heal itself. We do have to nourish the skin by disinfecting it and remove the glass, or it cannot heal. The innate healer relies upon us to assist in this healing process. Our role is to identify its needs, provide the substances required for the healing, and remove the obstacle. Contact us to achieve optimal health at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
Hello, hello. We are back. You are in a private sitting with me, and we are having a wonderful conversation. Everything that comes into my head, into my heart, is being expressed, and you are, wherever you are right now, being considered. I send you healing light. I send you support energies of transformation, and I also want to remind you on one thing. You're not alone. You're not alone out there, regardless what you think, where you're at, whatever situation you're going through. You're not alone with that. The universe, God, and the oneness. And hey, healing work is with you. Energy healing and energy is with you. I wanted to go a little bit deeper into why I created these mantras. People say, well, yeah, prosperity mantra, that's great, but it's not really anything spiritual. And my work taught me that real prosperity, real abundance means, and a lot of the times, I want to go back up here a little bit. When I say, well, this is a prosperity CD, I want you to be rich. And then people say, well, I don't want to be rich. I just want to have like a comfortable life and just doing great. And what is that idea of us, what we're thinking, what richness means? You know, we think in terms of rich money-wise, but really richness and abundance and prosperity has to do with overflowing loving emotions to me, with overflowing ideas mentally, with overflowing spiritual experiences, with overflowing healing experiences for oneself and others, for abundance in the material world of money, of things that we love to be surrounded by or with. And that goes far deeper than just, oh, this is just a prosperity CD for physical prosperity. This goes on all levels. This is about having more than enough of everything that we love and desire. What is that for you? Is that being loved by your friends, by your partner, by yourself? Having more time? Not being constantly in that time pressure that we are artificially creating, but actually having the prosperity thoughts and systems and access to consciousness that we can actually change that. That is prosperity. A lot of these ideas about prosperity that are being embedded, have been embedded into our system in the past, they have to be renegotiated. You have to really look at what is prosperity and abundance really mean. And a lot of people, they don't even want to go there because they feel like, oh my God, I don't want to even go there because what they're seeing is lack, is the missing of things. They in itself think they're inadequate. So inadequacy is already like the biggest reverser of prosperity, because feeling inadequate means you're feeling you're not enough. And prosperity can start with just feeling being enough, that oneself feels like I'm enough to challenge, to face all these challenges in my life, and I know I'm enough to master these. That is prosperity. And one of the reasons why I brought this CD out, this new one, the Prosperity Healing Mantras, is I work with so many people, and this is a one size fits all. You can start chanting this mantra or any of these mantras in a 40-day sequence and then start the next one, and you're going to have change in your life. How? Because you're reaffirming the energy of prosperity. You're reaffirming and realigning yourself with your unlimitedness of your prosperity, not mine or somebody else's prosperity. This is your own channel that you have to your own prosperity that got in any way or form in the past may be interfered with. You're clearing that channel. That's your channel. This is a tool that works with you on the level where you're at. It's not like, oh, this is Atana's prosperity. No, this is your prosperity channels being cleared, your unlimitedness of your prosperity you're connecting back with. And that's why it's so powerful. Why? Because you are one of the most powerful parts in this universe. You don't realize how much power you hold. My job is to remind you, to remind myself and all of us of these unlimited powers so that we can start using them in a healthy way, intentionally, so that we can start creating beauty, so that we can start creating love and light on this planet. A lot of the religions say, well, we're just going to, you know, we're going to just be out of here and then we're going to just be in heaven. That is a very dangerous thought. What if we're never getting out of here? And what if we always repeating these patterns on this planet that we haven't really learned. Right? If we would think this has nothing to do with us and we can just do whatever the heck we want here on this planet, and then we think we're just going to be out of here, then that's a very dangerous thought and a big illusion at the same time. Give yourself a thought of thinking, why the heck am I here in the first hand? What do I have to learn here? You know, and I'm sure we all have to learn different lessons. But one very important one is to take responsibility. And even though it's not easy, because we have done all kinds of wild things in our lives and probably in past lives. A lot of the issues that are coming up just for men, for example, right now is the trauma that they have experienced by being captive from the Amazons, being kept in cages and just being used as, you know, pleasure tools or toys and really for reproduction. And a lot of the men going to these experiences, to the traumatic experiences where they still want to suppress the female power because they have experience in past lives and in the Amazon life specifically where they're being caged their whole life long. And the ones that weren't useful, they were just being executed. So you can imagine that when that trauma comes up and a lot of the women think, oh, I'm just suppressed, they don't see the bigger picture either. And before the Amazons, there was also a control field from the male. And before this, there was another control field from the female. So the energies are very much entangled. And I support women to step into their power. I support men to step in their power as well. And when they are in their power, then they can make the best, most informed decision from the bottom of their hearts or from the center of their being. And that means there's no pleasure in suppressing anybody, really, and draining them of their life force. That's not pleasure. That's not good. That's not healthy. That's not what you want to have on your resume. You want to have on your resume, I freed myself and I freed as many beings from their suppression as I could. That's now a really good focus. When you get into giving yourself a moment of freeing all your past lives from these cages that you have been locked into, and you literally free yourself, that's when you really can access your full potential. A lot of people don't realize how much they're still being caged in their minds. With that being said, you had a fantastic time with me here, I hope. I had a fantastic time. And I love you. I respect you so much. And I'm grateful that you are a part of this healing work. Step into your power, into your enlightenment consciousness. This could be the moment. This could be the next breath where you step into your full enlightenment. Why should I take another year? Why should I take another week or a month? It could be this moment, this very breath, this very thought, this very blink of your eye could be this moment. If you haven't listened to my recordings yet, I highly recommend you go on my website, atanamethod.com, and download it or go on iTunes or Spotify, or even you get it on Amazon or Google Play and work with it and see what's happening. Blessings to you. Happy holidays coming up. I talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to Energy Works Radio with Atana Badili. Each show, Atana provides listeners with live energy healing meditations and tools to shed the layers of limitation and reveal the powerful life force within that can conceive, achieve, and activate you for an amazing life. For more information and to book a session with Atana, please visit atanamethod.com. That's atanamethod.com. And tune in next time for Energy Works Radio with Atana.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.